Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Nedarim, Daf Samach Zayin, the 10th Perek, Nar HaMarasa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the 10th Perek begins. Nar HaMarasa Avi Ubala Mefir Nidareha. A Nara who is an Arusa, meaning after Kedushin but before Nisuin. Her father and husband are Mefir her Nedarim. Hafar, revocation of a neder, differs from Hatara, annulment by a sage, in that it does not require a basis for the cancellation of the neder. Rather, it's their decision to revoke it. Additionally, it differs in that Hafar ends the neder only going forward. Its effectiveness until this point remains intact, as opposed to Hatara, which voids the neder retroactively. The mission continues, if either the father or the husband alone revoke the neder, it's still in effect. Both are required to void the neder. When the Gemara asks that this has already been taught by the opening statement of the Mishnah, it answers that the Mishnah could have been read to mean that either the father or the husband can revoke the neder, so the Mishnah clarified that both hafaros are needed to void the neder. Point number two, the Mishnah concluded, "Ve'ein tzarich lomar shekayim echomehem." It's unnecessary to say that if one party confirmed the neder, it's not revoked, even if the other party revoked it. Confirmation of a neder disables one's power to be made for it. The Gemara asks what this clause is teaching, since even if one party merely fails to revoke the neder, it is not revoked. The Ran explains that this is included within the first case of the Mishnah, where one party did not revoke the neder. The Gemara answers, "Kagon de'hefer echomehen b'kayim echot." It's for a case where one was made for the neder and the other confirmed it. V'chazer m'kayim v'nishal hakamaso, and he retracted and sought an annulment of his confirmation, rendering the confirmation void. The Mishnah is teaching that the original hafar of the first party is invalidated. You might have thought to say that which he confirmed, he uprooted, and since he may again revoke her neder, his hafar can simply join the others, and the neder will be voided. He therefore teaches that they must both revoke at the same time. The Ran explains that although they can revoke at different times, the Gemara means that there cannot be a moment where one party is unable to revoke, so the first party's hafar is avoided. So the first party's hafar is voided. Still, the Ran says that they can jointly be made for the neder afterwards. And point number three, the Gemara seeks the source of our Mishnah's rule on this daf. Rabba learns it from the pasuk which says, "Imayu tiyele ish nederel aleha," and if she will be married to a man and her vows are upon her, and her husband will hear and revoke her vow. Mikanu nar hamarasa she'avia ubala mefir nederel. From here we learn for our Nara, who is an Arusa, that her father and husband jointly revoke her neder. The Gemara first establishes that this pasuk is discussing an Arusa, either because we have a separate pasuk teaching Anasuas Nadarim are revoked by her husband, or because the word Tia, being to a man, implies Kedushin. The Gemara then asks that perhaps Hafar is primarily in the domain of one party, and the other only has the ability to confirm. In the end, because there is a pasuk that the father is Mefir alone when she's unmarried, and the husband is Mefir alone when she's a Nesua, and we find that a husband cannot revoke prior vows of his Nesua, but can do so with his Arusa, the pasuk above must teach that Arusa's Nadarm are revoked jointly by the father and husband. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the 10th parak begins, Nar HaMarasa Avia Ubala Mefir Nidareha. A Na'ara, who is an Arusa, meaning after Kedushin but before Nesuin, her father and husband are Mefir her Nadarim. Hafar, revocation of a neder, differs from Hatara, annulment by a sage, in that it does not require a basis for the cancellation of the neder. Rather, it's their decision to revoke it. Additionally, it differs in that Hafar ends the neder only going forward. Its effectiveness until this point remains intact, as opposed to Hatara, which voids the neder retroactively. The mission continues, if either the father or the husband alone revoke the neder, it's still in effect. Both are required to void the neder. When the Gemara asks that this has already been taught by the opening statement of the Mishnah, it answers that the Mishnah could have been read to mean that either the father or the husband can revoke the neder, so the Mishnah clarified that both hafaros are needed to void the neder. Point number two, the Mishnah concluded, "Ve'ein tzarich lomar shekayim echomehem." It's unnecessary to say that if one party confirmed the neder, it's not revoked, even if the other party revoked it. Confirmation of a neder disables one's power to be made for it. The Gemara asks what this clause is teaching, since even if one party merely fails to revoke the neder, it is not revoked. The Ran explains that this is included within the first case of the Mishnah, where one party did not revoke the neder. The Gemara answers, "Kagon de'hefer echomehen b'kayim echot." It's for a case where one was made for the neder and the other confirmed it. V'chazer m'kayim v'nishal hakamaso, and he retracted and sought an annulment of his confirmation, rendering the confirmation void. The Mishnah is teaching that the original hafara of the first party is invalidated. Mao detema mai du uke ha'akre. You might have thought to say that which he confirmed he uprooted, and since he may again revoke her neder, his hafara can simply join the others and the neder will be voided. Kamash malan de mefirin shnei babas achas. He therefore teaches that they must both revoke at the same time. The Ran explains that although they can revoke at different times, the Gemara means that there cannot be a moment where one party is unable to revoke, so the first party's hafara is avoided. Still, the Ran says that they can jointly be made for the neder afterwards. And point number three, the Gemara seeks the source of our Mishnah's rule on this daf. Rabba learns it from the pasuk which says, "Imayu tiyel ish unedareh aleh," and if she will be married to a man and her vows are upon her, and her husband will hear and revoke her vow. From here we learn for our Nara, who is an Arusa, that her father and husband jointly revoke her neder. The Gemara first establishes that this pasuk is discussing an Arusa, either because we have a separate pasuk teaching Anasuas Nadarim are revoked by her husband, or because the word Tia being to a man implies Kedushin. The Gemara then asks that perhaps Hafar is primarily in the domain of one party, and the other only has the ability to confirm. In the end, because there is a pasuk that the father is mefir alone when she's unmarried, and the husband is mefir alone when she's a nesua, and we find that a husband cannot revoke prior vows of his nesua, but can do so with his arusa, the pasuk above must teach that arusas nadarim are revoked jointly by the father and husband. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Samach Zayin, and this simur was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, and by Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue, a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The Na'ar Maharasa, who was hosting a Hafara barbecue, where her father and Chassan intended to jointly be made for her neder, was so upset when she heard her Chassan initially confirmed it, before trying to retract his confirmation, that she tore down the banner with the pasuk, Vim hayut yeli ish unedareha aleha. Once again, slow motion. The Naha Marasa, who was hosting a Hafara barbecue, that must mean we're on Daf Samak Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The Naha Marasa was hosting a Hafara barbecue, where a father and Chassan intended to jointly be made for her Nader, which reminds Gemara teaches that a father and husband jointly revoke Nadarim of a Nara, who is an Arusa. So the Naha Marasa was hosting a Hafara barbecue, where a father and Chassan intended to jointly be made for her Nader, was so upset when she heard her Chassan initially confirmed it before trying to retract his confirmation. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a case regarding a father and a Chassan where one was made from the neder and the other confirmed it, and he attracted it and sought an annulment of his confirmation, rendering the confirmation void. So the Nar HaMarasa was hosting a Hafara barbecue, where her father and Chassan intended to jointly be made for her neder, was so upset when she heard her Chassan initially confirmed it before trying to retract his confirmation, that she tore down the banner with the pasuk, Vimayut Yeli Ish Unedareha Aleha, which reminds us Rabba's source for the joint Hafara of the neder of a Nar HaMarasa is the pasuk, Vimayut Yeli Ish Unedareha Aleha, and if she will be married to a man and her vows are upon her and her husband will hear and revoke her vow. So once again, the Nar HaMarasa, who is hosting a Hafara barbecue, where her father and Chassan intended to jointly be made for her neder, was so upset when she heard her Chassan initially confirmed it before trying to retract his confirmation, that she tore down the banner with the pasuk, Vimayut Yeli Ish Unedareha Aleha. All right, so now it's time for a four-block-back Chazar. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, which reminds the Gemara discusses one who vows Ada Gashamim until the rains and brings a three-way machlokes about the three normal dates of rainfall. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their segue race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, which reminds the Gemara discusses which Adar is referred to when one says Adar without specifying. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their subway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, and told the kid with the garlic breath to take a netter from garlic until it was Shabbos, which meant he could have some Shabbos night, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi taught the one who vowed against garlic until it is Shabbos, even though a neder of Ach Sheyeheh means until the end of Shabbos in this case, the garlic is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos, when it is instituted that men should eat garlic. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simur Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent, that must be Mordaf Samach Dalad, Sod. This secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins with a machlokes about two types of openings to a null neder. Eliezer said, posting l'adam b'chvod avi v'imo, we open for a person with the honor of his father and mother, meaning we ask him if he would have made a neder had he known people would disgrace his father because of his treating Nedarim lightly. The Chachamim do not allow such an opening to be used. So this secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor, and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Tzadok stated, that according to Eliezer, if a father's honor can be used as a Pesach, we should also be able to open a neder b'tvot hamakom with the honor of Hashem, because vowing is a dishonor to Hashem. The Rabban responded to him, Im ken ein nadarim. If so, there are no nadarim. The Gemara seeks to explain this phrase. Rava interpreted the phrase, Im ken ein nadarim nishan l'chacham. If so, nadarim will not be asked to a chacham for a heter. If dishonor to Hashem can be used as a pesach, people will use it themselves without consulting a chacham, which is invalid. So this secret agent, whose father was disgraced by him taking Nedarim lightly, and was told that this was not a valid Pesach, because it was similar to someone claiming a Pesach based on Hashem's honor, and people stopped consulting Chachamim for a heter, was thrilled to hear that another agent who was out to kill him became poor, and was like dead, giving him a Pesach that was not Nolad, which reminds us. The Gemara asks for the source of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion to allow Pesach of Nolad, an unexpected development. Rav Chisda quotes the pasuk where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to return to Mitzrayim, despite his having made an oath to Yisrael that he would not leave, because Kimei Sukkah Anashim, the people seeking your life, have died. Since their dying is an unexpected development, we see that Nolad is valid as a Pesach. The Rabban responded that in fact they did not die, for we find Dasan and Aviram challenging Moshe several times afterwards. Rather, they became impoverished and thus lost their influence to be able to threaten Moshe, and this is not Noah because it's a relatively common occurrence. They're described as having died because it's one of the four situations that a Braisa describes as equivalent to death, Anani, a Metzora, a blind person, and someone without children. Daf Samach Hei. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Hei is sheep, and we often use a shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd, that must be more on Daf Samach Hei. The shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Hamudr Hanam Mechavero Ein Matirin Lo El Bafanav. One who is Mudr Hanam from his friend, we only release him from it in front of the other person. The Ran explains that this is either to shame him, to discourage him, from annulling the neder made for his friend's benefit, or so the subject in the neder does not incorrectly suspect the vower from violating his neder when he sees him benefiting from him. The source for this halach is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Benu to go to Minyan to annul the oath he had made not to leave. In the process of demonstrating that Moshe had made an oath, the Gemara presents the story of Sitkiyahu's oath to Nebuchadnezzar when Sitkiyahu once discovered Nebuchadnezzar eating a live hare. So the shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Remer says, Yesh dvarim shehen kenolad ve'en kenolad. There are events that are like nolad but are not considered nolad, and the netter is automatically void. The Chachamim disagree. An example of this is, Amar konim she'ani noses ponis she'avia ra. One said, Konim, I'm marrying ponies because her father is wicked. And they told him that he died or had done tshuva, and Remer considers the netter void automatically. So the shepherd was disgusted when he saw a king out in the field eat a live hare, took a netter not to marry the wicked king's daughter, but then found out that the king had already choked and died, and then had his netter from benefiting from her annulled when he realized how much it would cost to pay her ksuba, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Posin ha'adim b'ksubas ishto. We can open a netter for a person based on his having to pay his wife's ksuba. This is illustrated by an incident in which a man vowed against benefiting from his wife, requiring him to divorce her. When Rabbi Kiva required him to pay her ksuba of 400 dinarim, the man said, had he known this, he would never have made the netter, and Rabbi Kiva annulled it. Dav samach vav. So the simmer dav samach vav is related to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The tailor, that must be more in dav samach vav. So the tailor who required two heterim for his two independent nadarim, saying, what I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon, which reminds us, the Mishnah makes several distinctions about the principle of neter shehuter miksasu huter kulo, that a neter which is partially nullified is nullified entirely. The third case was if he said, shani nene lezeh carbon lezeh carbon, what I benefit from this person is like a carbon, and from this person is like a carbon, tzrichim pesel cho echov echod, we require an opening for each one of them, because by saying like a carbon, carbon regarding each person, they are independent Nadarim and require their own Heter. So the tailor who required two Heterim for his two independent Nadarim, saying, what I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon, was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi, which reminds us of the case with Rabbi Shmuel, where a man vowed benefit from his niece because of her appearance. The Gemara explained she was missing a tooth. And after Rabbi Shmuel beautified her by providing her a false tooth of gold, he presented her to uncle and said, Beni Mizona Darta, my son, is it from this one you vowed? The man said no, and Rabbi Shmuel permitted the neder. He then wept and said, Benos Yisrael knows him. Benos Yisrael beautiful, but poverty makes him homely. So the tailor who acquired two heterim for his two independent nadarim, saying, what I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon, was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi that he told his wife, I forbid you from entering my tailor shop until you give a taste of your food to the rabbi. Which reminds us, a man once forbade his wife from benefiting from him until she gave a taste of her food to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Despite the indignity, Rabbi Yehuda tasted it, saying that it's a kavah homer. If to make shalom between a man and his wife, the Torah said, Shmi shenichta b'kedusha yimachah ahamai mamari musafik, my name which was written in kedusha should be erased into the afflictive waters given to the sota, even where it's a suffix, if it will save the marriage, then I, all the more so, should subject myself to this dishonor to save their marriage. Rabbi Shimon didn't taste it because he held differently. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn if one says, what I benefit from this person is like a carbon, and from this person is like a carbon, we require a pesach for each one of them. That's on daf. Samach Vav. Good number two, which stuff do we learn? The Rav said that if dishonor to Hashem can be used as a pesach, people will use it themselves without consulting a chacham, which is invalid. That's on daf. Samach Dalad. Good number three, which stuff be the case where Rabbi Shmuel beautified a poor girl who was missing a tooth with a gold tooth? That's on daf. Samach Vav. Good number four, which of the one that Rav source that a father and chassan jointly are made for the neder of an arm arasa is v'imayuti yeliish unedareha aleha. That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good number five. Which daf is the incident of Sitkiyahu seeing Nebuchadnezzar eat a live hare and being made to make a neder not to reveal it? That's on daf. Samach Hei. Good number six. Which of the one that a father and chassan both jointly annul the neder of an arm arasa? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good number seven. Which of the one we can make a pesach for a neder for a person based on his having to pay his wife's ksuba? That's on daf. Samach Hei. Good number eight. Which of the one that Dasan and Aviram were considered dead because they became impoverished? That's on daf. Samach Dal. Good number nine. Which step through the case regarding a father and a chosm where one was made for the Nar HaMaras's nether and the other confirmed it? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you learn that one who vows from eating garlic until it is Shabbos is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos when Ezra instituted that men should eat garlic? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.